BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening and welcome to BTV News.
On the 10th of May, the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee officially launched the 2025 Action Month on Occupational Safety and Hygiene under the theme Enhancing Risk Identification and Assessment, Proactively Implementing Safety Measures in the Workplace. The campaign aimed to encourage government bodies, trade unions, businesses, and production facilities to adopt specific action plans to prevent workplace accidents and occupational disease, thereby promoting operational stability and sustainable development. At the launch ceremony, Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, Lam Hải Giang, stressed the urgent need to strengthen workplace risk assessment and proactively implement safety measures. He emphasized that this shift is essential for transforming how institutions and enterprises proceed and enforce occupational safety, creating safer, more human, and worker-friendly environments that safeguard employees' health and lives.
The government has issued Decree No. 66 outlining policies for nursery children, students and trainees in ethnic minority and mountainous regions, as well as in disadvantaged coastal, island and low-lying areas. The policy also applies to educational institutions with eligible students. According to the decree, semi-boarding students and trainees will receive monthly support of 936,000 Vietnam dong for meals and 15 kilograms of rice for up to 9 months per academic year. For semi-boarding nursery children, each will be granted 360,000 Vietnam dong per month for lunch, also capped at 9 months per year. Additionally, nursery education institutions with semi-boarding children will receive 700,000 Vietnam dong per month for each group of children intended for support midday care for no more than 9 months during a school year.
On the morning of the 10th of May, the Bình Định Provincial Youth Union and the Provincial Youth Council held a ceremony to commemorate the 84th anniversary of the Ho Chi Minh Young Pioneer Organization and to honor outstanding youth union councillors in the province's 5th annual recognition event. The ceremony revisits the organization's proud 84-year history of nurturing generations of Vietnamese children. Currently, Bình Định is home to 355 pioneer units and 3,985 subunits with more than 220,000 members. In recent years, local youth council and pioneer units have effectively promoted the movement Vietnamese children follow Uncle Ho's teaching, fostering a vibrant environment that encourages patriotism, community spirit, and personal development among children. This initiative has affirmed the organization's strong political, social, and educational impact, promoting a culture of mutual support, resilience, and dynamic growth in physical, intellectual, and creative capacities among its young members.
A According to the Bình Định Department of Health, a total of 1,305 children were vaccinated during the province's third round of the measles vaccination campaign this year. The campaign targeted two age groups, children at 6 months old and those aged between 6 and under 9 months. Specifically, 908 out of 1,162 eligible 6-month-old children received the vaccine, reaching a coverage rate of over 78%. Meanwhile, 397 out of 525 children aged 6 to under 9 months were vaccinated, achieving a 75.6% rate. The third round of the measles vaccination campaign was held from April 25th to 30, with 149 vaccination sites across 149 communes, wards and towns in 11 district towns and cities throughout the province. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.